friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man at the beach hears strange sound, then finds a pair of eyes staring back at him. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam State. A sound stopped a man dead in his tracks at the beach and led him to find a dog trapped in a cave of rocks. And had he not made the discovery when he did, things would have ended badly for this poor pup. A San Francisco resident was out for a jog on the beach when he heard an odd sound. He heard a muffled bark, but there was no one in sight, Carlos Ortega recalled. The man could have simply continued on with his jog, but thankfully he decided to investigate. And as he looked around the rocky cliffs by the ocean, this man made a startling discovery. The man found a dog trapped in a cave of sorts, created by a pile of rocks locking the pooch in place. Two sad, pitiful eyes stared back at him, and the jogger knew he needed to do something. The Good Samaritan called the local animal shelter, alerting him to what he'd found. The shelter sent out Carlos Ortega, who raced to the beach and immediately began searching for the trapped dog. The man who'd called in this situation didn't stick around. By the time Carlos arrived, the man had left, but thankfully he'd used GPS to send the dog's approximate location along with a photo of where the dog was trapped in the cave. Even with this information, Carlos couldn't find the pup at first, and he knew finding the dog quickly was a matter of life and death. She didn't really have a lot of time to be in that situation without harm coming over her, he recalled. The tide was coming in, so I had to work fast. Locating the dog trapped in a cave of rocks wasn't as easy as it sounds. The GPS pin Carlos had gave only an approximate location, and all the piles of rocks looked the same. I started looking at all the rocks on the cliffside, trying to match the pattern of the rocks in the picture with what I was looking at in front of me, he said, but the entire area looked identical to what the picture looked like. Carlos frantically searched without success, and just as he was about to phone for help, he looked down and saw the same sad, pitiful eyes the jogger had seen. I looked down and saw Gwen staring up at me, Carlos explained. She was shivering, but she didn't make a peep, not a single sound. Carlos quickly went to work digging out the dog trapped in the cave of rocks, and once she was free, her gratitude and relief were obvious. I reached down and pet her, Carlos recalled. She stopped shaking for a second and moved closer to me while I was petting her. That was a good sign. Carlos took the frightened pup back to his vehicle and searched for a microchip. He found one, which revealed the address of the dog's family. Carlos took Gwen, the dog trapped in a cave, to her home, where her worried family raced out to meet them. It turns out Gwen had gotten loose that morning, and her family had been looking all over for her. They had no idea their beloved dog had been trapped in a cave, and they were overjoyed to have her back home, safe and sound. Thank God Carlos found this furry angel in time.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Melissa Gilbert still cherishes her special bond with Michael Landon decades after his death. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. Melissa Gilbert and Michael Landon shared a special bond that extended far beyond their time together filming Little House on the Prairie. And the relationship is something the star still treasures today. It's hard to believe 31 years have passed since Michael Landon went home to be with Jesus. His absence has left an ache in Melissa's heart when she thinks about her Paul. You would think that I would have been feeling this kind of sadness last year on the 30th anniversary. After all, 30 seems more like a landmark number than 31. Yet here I am, feeling the grief and loss deeply today, she said. 31 years ago, Michael Landon died from his battle with pancreatic cancer. The star of Little House on the Prairie left behind family, friends, and his little half-pint, Melissa. She treasured their relationship. It came to think of him as a father. In a post on Instagram, Melissa Gilbert shared a dream she had of Michael Landon. She wrote, "Dreamt last night that I was back on the set working with this phenomenal man. I'd say that I miss him, but I was just with him in my dreams." Some folks say that when we dream of a loved one who has passed, it's their way of visiting us. I'd like to believe that. Though she misses him terribly, she continues to carry the torch to raise funds for pancreatic cancer. She said, "His death, as cruel and brutal as it was, would not have happened had it not been for the vicious, pernicious, horrendous disease of pancreatic cancer." She added, "It doesn't care who you are, where you live, what you do for a living, how old you are, what religion, nationality, color, or gender you are." The father-daughter actor pair were inseparable during his last days as Melissa spent time with Michael and cared for him. She knows her grief isn't isolated and added, "She can't imagine what his children are going through. If I'm feeling this bad, I can only imagine how sad his children are on a day like today. They suffered in an unimaginable loss, as have so many others around the world," she said. "We are surrounded by illness, sickness, and suffering. It is a comfort to know Michael is walking in a new body and waiting for his loved ones in the presence of Jesus. What an incredible reunion it will be."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.